Welcome to Conversations with Community Managers, a podcast series with actual community managers from a variety of industries. On this podcast, we peel back the hype and get into how-to discussions that uncover community and social media management best practices. Conversations with Community Managers is a co-production of Voce Communications and the Community Roundtable. All right, I'm Jim Storer with the Community Roundtable.
This is Doug Haslam with Voce Communications, and with us is Kathy O'Reilly, the Director of Social Media Relations at Monster.com. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, hi, Doug. Hey, Jim. Thanks for inviting me to participate today. This is great.
Great, and I just want to get a disclosure out of the way that Voce is doing some work with Monster.com, so that does not color the questions, but I just want to get that out of the way. Give us a quick description of what Monster.com is doing as far as community.
Our community is really based around our key constituents, our audiences, which are divided into two groups, job seekers and employers. So we really spend a lot of time identifying where those audiences are hanging out within social. Some of them are on Facebook, some of them are on Twitter, they may be within LinkedIn groups, they may be on YouTube. So, you know, a big part of our job here is to identify where our audience is engaging and then to set up our accounts, our handles, our community sites where we can directly engage with them, providing them the information that they're looking for from us. But for us, community is not always about Monster. You guys know this. If you walk into a cocktail party and all you're doing is talking about yourself, you get pretty boring, you know, right away, and you can turn a lot of folks off. So it may not necessarily be about Monster. It may be some great survey we just saw that could help somebody. It may be new employment data that's out there being generated from folks other than Monster that can really help job seekers or employers. It could be a new book we just read. It could be a new article, a new, you know, a spot we just saw on TV. And then it's also about Monster info being peppered in there. And it's really effective for us. We're seeing some real traffic drivers back to Monster. We're seeing increases in job views and job applies. We're seeing increases in traffic to our career advice articles and our resource center articles for our employers. So having tracking in place is really critical for us too. So it's new. We just started this engagement about a year and a half ago. We learn something new every day and we're growing and it's real exciting.
You know, it looks like you've really done a great job of segmenting your audience and you've got some really focused communities. Doug and I were looking at it beforehand. Can you talk a little bit about how you manage those communities and how you create engagement in there and really support the members?
I think one of the biggest mistakes that brands make is getting out there and starting to engage and then not having the resources to sustain that engagement. That's a huge challenge. And then not having the content to sustain meaningful engagement is the second biggest challenge. So fortunately for Monster, we're in good shape on both sides. We've got terrific content that we produce in-house. We also have some external contributors that are writing and making great content for us to share. So that's not a challenge. The challenge, obviously, is making sure that you do have the bandwidth and the resources behind your engagement. So in-house, we do have quite an extensive team that I am thrilled to be able to manage some of those folks that are engaging via our Twitter handles. But beyond that, Monster acquired a company called Affinity Labs about 2.5 years ago, and these were built communities. So NursingLink, for example, for nurses, and Excel for women, and FireLink, PoliceLink, the Apple for teachers. These are all communities that have very vibrant engagement already. These are, you know, niche communities, if you will, professional niche sites where like-minded people are hanging out. These groups are managed in-house by community managers that are working directly with the content teams. So what we do is through our main Facebook page, our Monster WW Facebook Vanity Earl, we actually provide, on the left-hand nav, we provide a plug for each one of these communities. So when you come to our main Facebook page, you're going to see on the left-hand nav a link to each one of these individual Facebook presences, which you can click on and will drive you to the niche presence within each one of these sites. So for example, NursingLink, you'll be able to see where you can follow NursingLink on Twitter, you know, who you're engaging with on NursingLink, Facebook interactions. And that's really critical if you're a nurse. You may not necessarily want to be engaging with all the job seekers on Monster's Facebook page, you're going to want to drill down a little deeper and connect with nurses and find out what are some of the challenges nurses are facing in job search today. You know, what are the new licensing requirements? Where are the jobs? You know, if I want to transition from cardiology to pediatrics, how do I do that? That's a really valuable piece of engagement to be able to offer within those niche communities. So that's kind of been our strategy around how to, you know, make these communities very vibrant and add the social capabilities to them and be able to manage them all at the same time, which, as you can imagine, is a huge undertaking.
Yeah, it really sounds like Monster's become a community company. I mean, the way you've structured these different communities, and it sounds like the way you're structured internally, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that in more depth. It's interesting you talked about having community managers that interact with your content team. How integrated is that across the entire company? Are you really kind of aligning around these different groups of job seekers?
We sure are. And again, another great question. And I think another big mistake that a lot of brands make. For Monster, social media and community management does not exist in a silo. You know, it really does complement everything that we're doing within PR and marketing. In fact, here internally, social media falls under marketing. We've got three primary goals. Number one, you know, brand awareness, affinity for our brand. Number two, really create affinity and awareness around our products and services. Monster is not a job board. We're so much more than that. So our job really with social is to make folks aware of that, let them know about all the great career advice tools that we have and career mapping tools and career advice articles. And on the flip side, for employers, you know, all the great insight that we have. You know, we're sitting on a ton of really, really valuable, great data and data mining. And then number three is always important, driving traffic. And we have a very sophisticated web trends tracking in place so that we've got these little pieces of code we're putting on things that we tweet out and engage with. So we're able to, at the end of the month, report back. We drove X amount of traffic here, or we were responsible for turning the dial a little bit with influencers. In fact, we did start out 2 years ago with much of the online conversation leaning towards, you know, job boards are dead. And now with our influence within social, being able to lead that conversation beyond that. Job boards is a category that definitely is out there, but guess what? Monster is not a part of that. Monster is much more, you know, and here's why. And being able to integrate, you know, messaging within those key influencers, bringing top bloggers and analysts who cover our space, bringing them into the fold just like we would with traditional reporters, and briefing them on product news and letting them know what it's like here at Monster and looking under the hood at some of our technology and really how we're innovating and really, really moving beyond that job board category. That's critical. So being able to look at the dial and saying, wow, we're really impacting how people are thinking about Monster, and seeing that happen within blog posts and community engagement, that's really critical too. So that's a big part of it.
One thing, as a longtime observer of this side of the industry, and I don't mean just job boards, but kind of the career oriented businesses online, is that I knew that Monster was into producing content, advice and relevant content for the job community long before we were talking about social media and online communities as a trend and even an industry. Do you think that helped ease the transition into thinking more along the lines of social networks and communities once you got more explicitly into that space?
I think so, and for one primary reason. I think we touched on this earlier, you know, one of the big challenges for brands engaging in social is to be able to sustain your engagement with real high-quality content and being able to produce that content. For us, we're extremely fortunate on both sides of the house, having those career advice articles, having a seeker blog, having a thought leadership blog on the corporate side, our Monster Thinking blog, which we're really proud of. We just launched it about 4 or 5 months ago, and being able to not only churn out thought leadership pieces from Monster contributors, folks that are here in-house that are real experts in their field and are able to report on industry trends that affect not just Monster, but everything within our industry, but then to be able to bring external contributors in and having them write guest blog posts for us on Monster Thinking, that's huge, and that's really where the conversation plays out. So I think, yeah, that really has helped us. If I'm answering your question correctly, it has helped us, I think, to get beyond that image of just a place where people are posting jobs and applying for jobs and getting their resume up there.
an analogy is forming in my mind that for job seekers, it's often not about just getting job interviews, but actually networking and letting the opportunities arise from there. And it sounds like one of the things you do is not necessarily hammer home the job board thing, but actually create conversation and content for people to gather around that creates the opportunities, not just for them, but for you.
Absolutely. I think that's really critical. And not just creating the conversation, but being able to provide a place for the conversation to continue. You know, and a great example of this is what we just did with Recruit Fest. Recruit Fest is this kind of unconference event that surfaced a couple of years ago, led by Jason Davis at recruitingblogs.com and now recruiter.com. And they came to us earlier this year and asked if Monster would partner with them because they were really seeing the value in what we were bringing to social. So we did something that was precedent-setting in the industry. We actually streamed it live from the Paramount Theater here in Boston earlier this month. We had folks from over 38 countries worldwide participating in the stream, all 50 states. It was phenomenal. And that's great, but then what do you do beyond that? Once the event ends, so now 3 weeks later, we're able to launch the director's cut, if you will, of the sessions that were recorded live that are now available on the recruiter.com and RecruitFest website. But we took it an extra step, and we did this little twist where we're almost providing folks with the director's cut of RecruitFest. We looked at some of the very hottest topics that were really, people were jazzed to really participate in the Twitter stream and in the chat box during the live feeds and in-house, in-person, all the kind of hallway conversations that were happening. We were able to take the best of and present those in little segments that we edited, and now we're able to put those on our Monster Thinking corporate blog, but also with more information from the thought leaders and other leaders that participated in the conversation outside of the room to continue the conversations. That's the essence of what you just described, as the place to continue the meaningful dialogue beyond content.
You know, it's interesting. I heard you say earlier that the community and social media efforts kind of sit in marketing. And as I hear you talk and describe what you've built, it sounds like they could sit in customer support as well.
Oh, totally, without a doubt. The first two groups that we reached out to here beyond our core social media team were customer service and our in-house recruiters. And the reason those two are really vital for successful social media is because they are folks that are able to touch your key constituents, if you will, more so than anybody else. So we have a great customer service team, without a doubt. I mean, and they work through the traditional means, email and phone service, et cetera. But for them to be able to engage with folks on Twitter and for us to be able to listen and monitor and see when somebody is having an issue and immediately be able to jump in there and help them, that's huge. And that is really great equity for your brand. You know, we use a variety of free and paid tools to be able to monitor what's happening. So for us to be able to even assign something, hey, I want to make sure that Valerie, who's our customer service voice behind our @MonsterHelps Twitter feed, hey, Valerie, did you see that this person's having an issue uploading their resume today? Please jump in and see what you can do to help. Within minutes, Valerie's in there. Same with our recruiters. You know, our recruiters are on Facebook and on Twitter, and they're not just posting jobs, open jobs here at Monster, but they're letting you know what it's like to work here. Here's an interview with the hiring manager. This is what your office would be like or your cube environment. Here's what it's like to work at Monster. Here's what our culture is like behind the wall. That means a lot to folks when they're thinking about working for your company, and all that is able to be magnified, if you will, through social.
Well, Kathy, thank you very much for joining the podcast and sharing with us.
Yeah, definitely an impressive organization you've got going over there. I love the way you're thinking about community and social.
Thanks for reaching out. We really appreciate it.
Sure. Kathy O'Reilly, Director of Social Media Relations of Monster.com. You have been listening to Conversations with Community Managers, a co-production of the Community Roundtable and Voce Communications. To comment on what you have heard, email doug@voceconnect.com or jim@community-roundtable.com. You can comment on our blog posts at vocenation.com or community-roundtable.com/blog. Subscribe to this series on iTunes or on either blog.